Billionaires absorbing government agencies. Love that for us. Totally normal, not terrifying at all. Welcome to the Guillotine Report, the show where we cut through the billionaire propaganda, expose the grift, and remind the ruling class that we're paying attention. I'm Eli Ranston, and today, we're diving into the corporate takeover of democracy. Here's the scam. Step one, convince the public that government agencies don't work. Step two, gut them with budget cuts, which, spoiler, just consolidates power at the top. Step three, privatize everything so the ultra-rich can sell us back what used to be ours. Step four, act shocked when the public suffers, then charge them for a shiny new solution. And leading the charge? Elon Musk, who's gone from pretending to be Tony Stark to acting like a one-man shadow government. Right-wing billionaires using culture war nonsense to distract you while they steal everything not nailed down. The media treating it all like a both-sides debate instead of the slow-motion corporate coup that it is. This isn't a bad sci-fi movie. This is real. And if we don't start fighting back, we'll wake up in a world where billionaires don't just own the government. They are the government. So let's get into it. It sounds like a dystopian novel, but it's our reality. Today, we're diving into how the ultra-wealthy are slowly dismantling public institutions and why it should terrify all of us.
Well, that's certainly a chilling way to start our conversation. But you're right. It's happening right under our noses. So, how exactly are they pulling this off?
It's a slow, insidious process. They start by convincing everyone that government agencies are inefficient and bloated. Then they propose budget cuts as a solution. But here's the kicker. These aren't just cuts. They're a massive consolidation of power by corporate elites.
So they're essentially creating a problem and then swooping in with their own solution, right?
Exactly. And the really frustrating part is that they keep using this same tired playbook over and over again. Remember the Patriot Act? Same strategy. Create a crisis, offer a solution that just happens to benefit the ultra-wealthy, and then act shocked when anyone questions their motives.
Oh, that's a great point. It's like they're running the same con game, just with different window dressing each time. But how are they managing to convince so many people to go along with it?
Well, that's where their real genius lies. They've refined their messaging to the point where they can convince people to vote against their own interests while thanking them for the privilege. Take climate change denial, for example. They've managed to turn scientific consensus into a political issue.
Right. And who benefits from that belief? Certainly not the communities dealing with increasingly extreme weather.
Exactly. It's the billionaires who want to keep the working class distracted while they strip mine what's left of our public institutions. And they're getting better at it too. They've created this alternative reality where facts don't matter as long as you say things confidently enough.
That's so true. It's like they're gaslighting an entire nation. But let's talk about a specific example. What about Elon Musk's recent moves? How does that fit into this pattern?
Musk. He's become the poster child for this kind of corporate overreach. His playbook is so predictable, it's almost comical. Step one, convince everyone that regulations are just needless red tape. Step two, throw money at politicians until they start dismantling those regulations. Step three, act surprised when everything falls apart.
And let me guess, step four is to swoop in and save the day with a privatized solution?
Bingo. At this rate, they'll be selling us oxygen next. And you know what's really frustrating? They'll probably market it as an innovative breathing solution and get people excited about paying for something that should be free.
Ugh, that's depressingly plausible. So, what about the role of the media in all this? Are they helping or hurting?
Well, that's a complicated question. The mainstream media often falls into the trap of false equivalency. They're so afraid of appearing biased that they've completely abandoned their responsibility to tell the truth. Instead of calling out corruption, they turn everything into a both sides issue.
I've noticed that too. It's like they're more concerned with appearing balanced than actually informing the public.
Exactly. And that's why independent journalism is so crucial right now. It's also why these billionaires are working so hard to discredit and control media platforms. They know their whole house of cards falls apart if people start asking the right questions and demanding real answers.
So what you're saying is that we're essentially watching the slow-motion corporate takeover of democracy itself?
That's exactly what we're watching. And the really terrifying part is that they're not even trying to hide it anymore. They're just counting on people being too overwhelmed or too distracted to fight back.
Well, that's certainly going to keep me up tonight. But is there any hope? Are people starting to wake up to what's happening?
You know, that's actually where I see a glimmer of hope. People are starting to connect the dots between all these seemingly separate issues. The resistance is getting more organized, and people are asking sharper, more specific questions.
That's encouraging to hear. So, what can the average person do to push back against this trend?
Well, the first step is staying informed. Support independent journalism, fact-check everything, and don't be afraid to question authority. But beyond that, it's about getting involved in local politics, supporting candidates who refuse corporate money, and building community networks that can resist these corporate takeovers.
Those are great suggestions. It sounds like the key is really in collective action and staying vigilant.
Absolutely. And remember, these billionaires are counting on us feeling hopeless and overwhelmed. But every time we push back, every time we expose their tactics, we're throwing a wrench in their plans.
That's a really empowering way to look at it. So, to wrap up, what would you say is the most important takeaway for our listeners?
I'd say the most important thing to remember is that this isn't inevitable. Yes, the situation is dire, but history has shown us time and time again that organized people can overcome organized money. We just need to stay alert, stay connected, and never stop questioning the narratives we're being fed.
Well, that's certainly given me a lot to think about, and probably a few nightmares too.
Hey, that's what we're here for, to comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable. Same time next week to unpack whatever new crisis they manufacture.
Something tells me we won't be short on material. Until then, stay vigilant, folks.